The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know there's nothing like the first sip of coffee in the morning, especially when it's Press House coffee.
Are you kidding me? I am super in love with their Cup of Joe blend because, you know, I don't need something that puts hair on my chest. That's not how I like my coffee. I like a little bit of toffee, a little bit of caramel notes.
Well, I like a little hair on my chest, so I really like the Sumatra.
Okay, well, Press House Coffee wants to help you drink coffee the best way, which is the way you like it. And with their wide variety, there's something for everybody.
Order Press House Coffee today to find your new favorite coffee.
And right now, you can get 20% off by going to PressHouseCoffee.com/mom and using promo code MOM.
That's PressHouseCoffee.com/mom and promo code MOM for 20% off. So I should just talk about how awesome my Valentine's Day was. Jen, those glasses look cute on you, actually.
Thank you. You guys, if you're watching this on the YouTube, you know what's going on. But if you're listening, I'm wearing really sweet heart-shaped sunglasses because it's Valentine's week.
Well, it was. Yeah, I think we're probably past Valentine's Day.
Yeah, nobody wants to celebrate it for a whole week. It's like, let's just get it over with. Let's pick up some Chipotle and call it a night.
Yeah, I barely want to spend $6 on a card. I just want to fold paper and half draw a heart, call it good. I owe you one BJ. There we go. Good. Here's the BJ coupon, which we all know expires before.
If you look at the small print, there's a lot of stipulations.
There are some stipulations about what I will do and what I won't do. And since I don't get to go to a fancy dinner this year, I don't have to do much, I don't think.
Nobody's getting anything fancy. That's the deal. And you guys, and it was great. It was so much fun. Yeah.
And we had so much fun.
Oh my gosh. Hopefully you guys did too. Hopefully you just like did some big hardcore love
making session. God, can we talk about something else?
But we are going to talk about something else that we love.
Let's wait, but we got to tell people, we do this all the time. We jump in, we forget to tell people that, first of all, thank you for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. If you accidentally found yourself here, you probably thought we were going to talk about lots of lusty sex or grooving or whatever it is people do, but we're here to not do that.
Yeah, I know you're picturing like a Jennifer Coolidge set up, like a blonde and a brunette that make out with each other. But if you go to the YouTube, you'll see that we're both tired.
Yeah.
We're not making out.
We're not making out with each other. And that's
with anybody.
With anybody, really. Honestly, with anybody. And so if you want to listen to us, you can find us anywhere the podcasts are available. You can find us on the old YouTube, which is imomsohardpodcast.youtube. You can find us on the tweets, on the twits, on Instagram and Facebook, where we once in a while do a video. And that's the long short of it.
I don't mean to hard sell it to you, but I mean, we could not have been more excited to tell you what. Here's the deal. I don't understand why we would be telling you right now how to find a podcast, because you're not listening on your toaster. You got here,
I'm saying, what if they accidentally got here? They got to rate, review, and subscribe, right?
We're here. Yeah, they got to just say that we like it just to make us feel better, okay? And people like it when they, I don't know.
You know, it's kind of like walking into like a store that you normally don't shop in and you find yourself in there and you're like, oh, I think I walked into the wrong location. Well, hey, I like it here. Oh, yeah. Gosh, there is stuff that I like. And so then just, you know, rate, review, and subscribe. There we go. Honestly, we just hard sold it.
Yeah. It's like every small business in my neighborhood, and I'm not bagging on small businesses, but all of them really look like a cover for money laundering. I'm like, how so does a true. Vacuum supply store afford this kind of rent in Los Angeles, I know. Man?
Where, how come a notary's driving a Tesla and I have a 12-year-old Ford? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's just a little suspect. You can inquire the same about our podcast. I mean,
that's right.
We're laundering money.
We're laundering a lot of things, but none of them are dollar bills. We're laundering everything else.
Yes, lots of small underwear with characters on them. There's like Rorschachs in them.
Yeah, I'm like, I have literally. It's funny you say that because I literally just went to Tinkle before we started, and noticed in the hand sink that I have like four of my daughter's ballet tights, which I don't know what those black streaks are that get on ballet tights. You can't get it the frick out, but I am not going to lose the battle. So I'm in there like with a washboard, like.
I know.
So they're
what it
soaking
is.
In the sink. What is it?
It's from the bottom of their ballet shoes when they do like bas and like little.
Oh,
that's not right. Pirouettes. I don't know. I took ballet for a million years. You think I would know what words are, but I don't. It's just when they touch their little legs or like.
Oh my God. It's endless. Dirty. So yeah, that's wow. We just sexed this up, didn't we? Hot stuff. And
for more cleaning tips, go to XXX Dirty Tights.
Dirty. By the way, this is dead dog serious. I cannot wait for us to do a podcast about ways to clean things.
Well, write
honestly,
that down.
I was like, oh man, this is a good episode topic because I need some wizardry
to clean stuff. And if I had the time, my house would be psychotic. I can tell you. Would be psychotic.
I can tell you this. I like to hire people to clean and to organize. I like to stimulate the economy with my dollar bills, y'all.
Friends don't let friends live with anything less than amazing hair. So think of Kristen and I as your friend who's telling you, you better go buy some Function of Beauty.
That's right.
I've been eating them for a long time because I am so cheap about hair care. I've been using like dog shampoo for years. All of a sudden I try Function of Beauty and I keep getting so many compliments on my hair.
And now Function of Beauty is the world's leader in customizable beauty, offering 100% custom solutions for you.
Okay, first you take their online quiz and tell them about your hair type and your hair goals, such as lengthen, volumize, or oil control. I'm all those, you guys. Okay. And because your hair changes with the season, you can change your hair goals before every shipment. Then the Function of Beauty team will determine the right blend of ingredients and mail out your personalized formula with detailed instructions describing your new hair care regimen. It's practically magic, you guys.
It is. And plus, Function of Beauty offers completely personalized formulas for body and skin care as well. So you can customize your beauty routine from hair to toe.
So clever. Never buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again. Go to functionofbeauty.com/imomsohard to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products.
Go to functionofbeauty.com/imomsohard to let them know we sent you and to get 20% off your order.
functionofbeauty.com/imomsohard.
You know, prescription acne treatment really works, but it's hard to get. Yes. And you have to take time off work to see a doctor and sit in line at a pharmacy for your medications.
You're not doing that right now in these times. Mm-mm. That's where Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. Get that? You'll get treated immediately and your medications are delivered to your home.
Simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history. Then just snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan.
Yeah, as we all, if you've listened to us for 10 minutes, know I've struggled with acne for my whole life. Even as an adult, they will bury me with a nose strip on or something, I swear. Actually, not anymore because I'm using Apostrophe. I just started using it like a month ago and usually my skin is so bad, nothing's really strong enough, but they sent me the right treatment. They sent me an oral and a topical that I've been super happy with. You know what's nice is you can get kids started on Apostrophe as early as 14 years old, which is when I wish I would have.
Yeah. That's a tough thing, acne, when you're 14. So this is a nice thing to know that you can actually talk to a dermatologist and come up with a treatment plan. So get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/imomsohard and use our code IMOMSOHARD. This code is only available to our listeners.
To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/imomsohard and click begin visit. Then use the code IMOMSOHARD at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit.
That's apostrophe.com/imomsohard and use that code IMOMSOHARD to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you.
Jen, shall we podcast?
I think that we should. We're going to talk about
something. This is a fun thing.
I really didn't know how fun it would be at first. And
Jen is trying to contain her excitement and enthusiasm for something that we just completed. And we just got one copy that only has two pages in it that are fully done. And we are talking about, we wrote a children's picture book. And
yes.
I'm going to hold it up even though you guys are listening, but I can't not because I don't know that I've ever been prouder of anything. I just think it's the most amazing thing. And it's called The Meanest of Meanies, which spells out M-O-M. It's a book about love. And Jen and I wrote this mamma jamma. And by the way, it rhymes, which somebody should have told us that was that, as hard as it is.
That ain't easy. It's way harder than it sounds like.
Yeah, and that's why I say, well done, Dr. Seuss. Come up with your own word to mean something that you rhyme it with, because then you're not committed to any of the real words.
No,
it's way harder.
You know what? Dr. Seuss, man, I don't want to say that guy was a no-talent hack, but
I think that guy lazed himself right up into, like, he failed upwards. He was like, I don't know what to rhyme with closet, so I'm going to call it a schmelzel and then a kapazel. And there he rhymed his own two words that he made up, and it's genius because it's way easier than being like, what the heck rhymes with sand? What the heck rhymes with bubbles?
Well, and
it's okay. Really freaking hard.
I will say that I want to take back trying to make a joke that he's a no talent hack, because I thought that would obviously be, you know, that I'm joking.
I was in agreement.
I don't think he is, but I mean, he does in a, or what is it? What is
by
it
the
called?
Way, Jen, I think he's dead and I don't think his name is real, right? Isn't that a Dr. Seuss? Isn't that like a, is that a real guy? God, could I be a dumber person now?
It's short for something. He was an actual doctor.
It's probably like Joe Smith.
He was a doctor of rhyming. He was Dr. Dre. This is mentor.
Dr. It's just his fake front. You know what I mean? It's his like money laundering site. He's like Dr. Seuss and Beats headphones. They all come from the same place, yo.
We're all in the same game. Well, we did write this book. This was like probably the most we've ever squealed was because we did write an adult's book. It's called A Mom So Hard. It's a New York Times bestseller.
That sounded way that she made it sound like we wrote erotica. Once again, we did not. You said an adult book. You said we wrote an adult book.
But if it was erotica, I would have said we wrote an erotica book.
You wouldn't have said we wrote an erotic book?
No, I don't know how words work, but that's why I have only,
they were like, hey guys, we know that you probably don't have another adult book in you, but how about a picture book? And we're like, yes.
Exactly.
But then you think,
we're out of
gosh.
Big words, you guys.
Yeah, we're out of big words. We used our vocabulary once and hopefully we get to do it again and we'll learn a few before we get there. But we did get to write this picture book and it was like in the beginning, we were both, it was so exciting and what a great time to do it when we were in quarantine to like see this thing sort of unfold. And I think Jen and I felt like we hit the personal lottery because we use the mom mafia, which is the network of moms who, if you want shit done, you ask a mom and she'll ask another mom and another mom will ask another mom. And it's this like calling tree of you can get anything you wanted.
Whatever you can want. Meet
the Queen of England. You could get a vintage car. You somebody knows somebody and that mom network is going to work.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
For you.
Yeah, so we got this really great illustrator. He's a Disney illustrator who is married to a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yep. And he happened to be available and his wife likes us. So we had the wife in our corner and we met with him and he brought this story to life in a way we can't even explain it. The pictures are so vibrant. They're cool. The kid in it, it's through the POV of the little kid who we wanted it to feel inclusive to everybody. So the little kid's purple and the mom
everybody's
is a monster.
Everybody's
a monster, but they're sweet. And this is just like, I think it's so fun, man. Well, I think it's such a tip of our hat to moms. And
we can get a little bit more in depth with podcast people because we have more time to do it. But so when we were trying to figure out like what kind of book do we like to read, literally it was as simple. We were like, I kind of like those books because you read them 1 million times to your kids.
Yeah.
If it is a hit with your kid, you just don't even need to look at the words. You've got it memorized. And our favorites were there was a lot of crossover because they were books that have like a little wink to the mom. So it's sort of like Animaniacs or whatever. It's for kids, but there's a few things that like connect to whoever's reading it to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's bright colors. Cause like look, there's a lot of books out there, right? Like as moms, we have 1,000 picture books for our kids and they really only like 3 or 4. Because they're simple stories. It's like, I mean, for us, it was, oh my God, we had this one. I don't even think it's like a big ringer on the old book market, but it was 10 little tadpoles swinging in the thing. One goes away and then you've got 9 little tadpoles. I bet this thing looked like it should have been thrown into a swamp when it was over. I promise you'd get tetanus if you touched this book. We had read it so many times. But the thing that they were attracted to was bright colors, simple story, that it rhymed, that it was sing-songy. And so like that was a no-brainer for us is that we wanted those things to be present.
This one's got a little story to it. It's for ages 4 to 8, but so.
But it really means ages 4 to 48.
Yes. Well, gifts, I mean, like you can read it to a 4-year-old Christmas. And they're going to like laugh about it and have a good time. And then like an 8-year-old's going to be able to read it to the younger ones. So we pictured in our heads like, okay, you're going to be reading this book to your kids, hopefully a lot. And we want it to be one that you enjoy and for it to be like funny, but also have some heart to it because we pictured you having like left it all out on the field. In a day, you've like not gotten all the hugs and cuddles that you deserve from those monsters. And then, and then you just go to bed and you get up and you do the next thing all over again. But all that yelling that you do for them, all that work you do for them is because you love them and they don't get that. Yeah. Someday they will.
It's only when they have children. So this is just to tide you over while you have a glass of wine, you're reading the book to them. Maybe you have another glass and then you really start deep diving into the thesis of the book. Then you have another glass and then you start calling ex-boyfriends. It's fine. We just want to be here for you as you mother your children.
That's up to you. Cause I have a friend of ours who I, her kids are really bright. She's like one of those moms where I'm like, you've totally got your priorities in line. And,
are you talking about me?
Yeah, you and also this other person. So, but I think she's a really good mom. You know, you see somebody and you're like, she does a really good job. And like, she's much more selfless, I think, than I am. And she's much more patient, I think, than I am. But she was saying, anytime my kids ask me for a book, if I have any money, I buy it for them. If it's a book, I buy it for them. So they have like a whole room that's just like books for all three of their kids. And I think it's such a good idea. So like now whenever my kids ask me for a book, since she said that, I'm like, why wouldn't I? If they're going to read it, then just buy it.
I'm the worst one because I have always loved children's books. Before I had kids, you would find me in the children's section, which sounds wonderfully creepy and probably is creepy, but I just think that the drawings and the illustrations inside of a children's book are their artwork. I've always been obsessed with like David Shannon, with now all of them are Paul Briggs, our illustrator, who's fantastic. Disney movies, like all of it, anything in the animation world has always been something that I've been like fascinated with, and I dabble.
She's a good drawer, you guys.
Well, here's the thing. And we talked about this in a video, and I don't know if it'll go in there, but when you dabble in something, when you are a, let's say an enthusiast, okay, and you dibble dab and you feel confident, and then you see someone who is unbelievably skilled and trained and talented. It's like not even you're like embarrassed that you showed up. You're like, oh, no, you know, when I said I could draw, I don't know how. So thank you for showing your, it's like somebody at a bar that can like sing really well during karaoke. They always like shut it down. I'm like, great. Now I can't go up there. I can't go after
this. This is a real,
you can't really sing.
A real elaborate insult to yourself, which I am not going to let have happen because I was like, Kristen, if we do a kid's book, you should illustrate it. But she,
yeah. And I said, shut your mouth.
Yeah. Here's ultimately the reason I gave up on it, because I knew that because you do beat up on yourself so bad about it, and you're so much more like particular about the art that you make, more so than anybody else's, like times 100, that I was like, I can't do this to her. She'll be like pulling her hair out, literally. Like,
yeah, let me tell you what wouldn't be illustrated right now. Let me tell you what I wouldn't be holding in her hands if it was up to me. Like, that's why I feel like, and it was pretty interesting because the publisher came to us with some other artists. And I think both you and I were like, you got to, you know, you have to know your own voice.
Yeah.
Like if it's one thing that I've learned from I Mom So Hard is that you and I fight all the time to have a voice, to have this like clear perspective. And it's always in the corner of a mom, because we're both moms and we're both women and we're both not, you know, 22. Yeah. And I think you have to always think like, what is your voice? And I know we're 27. Okay. You guys, life is really hard right now. So I think that like finding a voice in a story is like super important, and it should be that way for everybody, right? Like we should all be like aiming for a little clarity. And I feel like when we met Paul, and he's a dad and he's married and he's gets it, and his drawings were so beautiful, and he just felt like we were like jumping into a current with somebody who got us. And when you have that opportunity, it feels really magical, because it doesn't happen very often. You and I often walk away going, they don't
get us.
That's
what I loved. The first time that we talked to him, he got what was funny about what we were saying, because he is a dad, and he's not just like a dial it in dad. He's a dad, you know, and like,
yeah,
he totally got all of our stuff. So I thought that was really nice. And it was also pretty, fortuitous? It was lucky, whatever it was that.
Yes, that's a
like
good
Kristen
word.
And I have different aesthetics about things, but we did have a nice overlap for like enough to like easily agree on what it should kind of look like, because like Kristen likes a little bit more intricate, like hand-drawn sort of stuff. And I like stuff that's like simpler, like big, but we both love bright colors. And we knew that like the colors were going to affect your mood when you read it. And so all of that like came together pretty easily, but the rhyming was hard, you guys.
The next time you open a book and it rhymes,
yeah,
you better put your best performance behind those words. Because let me tell you something. If it has a remote chance of landing on a beat and a rhyme, that was
hard. It's not just that the word has to sound the same. It's that the words that come before that word have to make sense and it has to sound the same. And all of that is shockingly difficult to do, because if you can't find a word and the words before it to make the rhyme have it make sense, you got to rewrite all of it.
You got it. Every word, and you're like sitting there doing this weird tapping. You're like, but do but da 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 da, and if you have to explain it, it's not working. You got to go.
I was going.
Jen and I aren't hip hop stars. I don't know.
I was like waltz on some lines, Mamba number five on the other. It was like no sense was, but we kept like going back, like trying to give each other words that would rhyme it, try to make it make sense. So
yeah. Eventually we just had to like literally simplify it, because I was like, I don't know how you rhyme unique. Yeah. Okay. Like we would, aren't you snazzy?
You know, this year I'm really doubling down on this whole self-care thing. And that includes Daily Harvest, and they make it real easy.
Kristen, we talked about their delicious sweet potato spicy dish.
Yes, it's so good.
I don't understand why it's so good. You just add a little bit of water to it, warm it up for 2 minutes, and it's
and
like,
I'm full at the end. I'm like, hey, that was a perfect amount. I feel satisfied, and it was delicious, and it was so easy.
Daily Harvest delivers delicious food, all built on organic fruits and vegetables, right to your door. It takes only minutes to prepare, and I never have to think twice if the food I'm eating is good for me, because it is.
That's right. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it. So waste less food as well. Even their almond milk comes frozen, so you can stock up and not worry about it spoiling. And the best part is they only make their almond milk with almonds and a dash of salt. It's super yummy and super healthy.
No need to overthink any of your meals for the week. Smoothies for breakfast, soup for lunch, and crisp flatbreads for dinner. Come to mama.
Get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code IMOMSOHARD to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code IMOMSOHARD for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
I hate taking the big horse pills, and they make me so sick in the morning. But I know that because I don't have time to eat right and take care of my body, I have to take something. So Athletic Greens enters the picture. I can do one like green shake in the morning, mix it up. Yeah, it doesn't taste like you're licking the bottom of a lawnmower either. It's like got a pleasant, like you can make it into like a blended shake kind of deal. It's good.
And with so many stressors in life, it's difficult to maintain effective nutritional habits and give our bodies the nutrients it needs to thrive. Busy schedules, poor sleep, or simply not eating enough of the right foods. So that's why I love how easy Athletic Greens is.
Yeah, plus it's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free.
So one scoop of Athletic Greens contains 75 vitamins, minerals, including probiotics, a green superfood blend, and more. And they all work together and increase your energy and your focus. They aid with digestion and support a healthy immune system.
And now Athletic Greens is doubling down on supporting your immune system during the winter months. They're offering our audience free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. So simply visit athleticgreens.com/imomsohard. That's athleticgreens.com/imomsohard and get your free supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Let's tell them a really big secret about the book.
Okay. What?
So we didn't know this.
Do I know it?
Of course you do. You don't know what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of times when like somebody like, I don't know what they call us, an influencer, podcaster, supermodels.
Ew, how dare you?
I know. When they say, do you want to write a book? They're like, great. Here's somebody that's going to write the book for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to talk to you and like. And so when we wrote our book, we were like, no, we can't do that. Because if we do that, then everyone will know that we didn't write it because it won't sound like us.
Yeah, they kind of were like, okay, so now that you've agreed to do your adult book, which I'm going to refer to our book erotic. Now forever as an adult book,
erotic.
Yeah, your erotic novel, which you know we did not is? Get right.
It's erratic.
It's erratic. It's neurotic. Yeah. It's not erotic. Yeah. We clearly got those words wrong, but they did. They kind of like, they were like, wow, we're really excited about this opportunity. Here's your ghostwriter.
And we were like, oh, we think we'll do it ourselves. And they were like, what? Oh, shit. Yeah. Great. Oh, no.
That like literally like there was like tires left on the street there with the screech that you heard. And we were like, wait, what? Well, I think we need to write this. And it was the hardest thing we've ever done. But with the guidance of an editor, we did it. Yeah, and it was really awesome. And we wanted to do the same thing with this where they were like, oh, you guys want to write this yourself? And we're like, are we in the wrong business?
Yeah.
Like,
they're always like surprised, yeah. But we're like, if something doesn't come from you, it's not really going to feel like you, especially when, we were really excited.
I am fine with a body double.
Oh yeah.
If there was a soup, if I am in a movie and I have to do a full nude scene, I demand a body double. And then I demand getting to make out with the hot actor and he has to deal with me. Like, I don't want the body double to get all the action. No. I just want the body double to make me look more attractive.
Like if you were to pan down this podcast right now, you would see Jessica Alba's body below my neck.
Yes.
But.
Yeah, I want to like be laying on my side and nothing else comes down. Like my belly button's still in the middle. It's not like on the sheets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I want to pick my body double, but I don't want anybody to write our words for us because that's not, we'd rather fall on our own sword than let somebody else try to talk for us.
Yeah, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus because I literally don't know who has and has not written their own shit. But just so you know, we, to the detriment of our marriages, have written all of our own stuff because it really is a lot of work.
Yeah. It is a lot of work, but it was really fun. This was really fun and it felt magical. And it also feels cool because we were really, the thing I really loved about it is we were committed right away that we didn't want mom to be created in a way that felt stereotypical or typical or a sort of presumptuous. Like we want her to be like an actual mom that feels real and authentic and fun and textured. And then we wanted the kid not to be this brat. We wanted the kid to be full of life and sort of challenging. Cause I think that's how we look at our own kids. We're like, I don't want you to be a brat, but I don't want you to be a yes man all the time. I know you're working.
You don't want your kids to be brats, but you also don't want them to be robots. Like they need to have a little bit of sauce.
Exactly.
And, well,
yeah,
I guess Arnery. We have to say though, like the whole gist of the book is that mom wakes you up in the morning. She's got coffee breath. She's not wholly pleasant. You know, she's trying to be like, and then that makes the kid mad, thinks that mom is mean, but it's like all of it is her job. Like,
but she's kissing him. She's kissing the baby.
And it isn't even,
you know, he's like, ah, oh, you've got coffee breath.
We don't understand where the kids are coming from. I get it. I love sleeping Sundays more than anybody else, but like, it's our job as a mom.
I don't know if I care. That where the kid's coming from. Honest to God, I'm like, you've got youth on your
side.
She
does. Because there was a picture in the book that we were too scared would make that little girl, boy, monster, whatever, look like they weren't nice. And we were like, no, that's not the...
Yeah.
The mom is no victim to this child. She works for this child happily.
Yeah.
And, you know, the child is no victim to the mom.
They get each other. It's all like, oh, gosh, I gotta tell you. Well, when this episode airs, this will be past my son turning 10 and I'm having a real minute with it. And so on the subject of books, Finn was sitting out next to me and he's been
having
like,
you guys, I just
like,
heard that a little cry in her voice. Did anybody else?
Shut up.
I'm excited for this.
I'm going to, God damn it. Gosh, darn it. Girl, dang it. Freaking all my
stuff. Feel things.
Jen, knock it off. No, I'm whatever. So, God, annoying. So I'm sitting on the couch and I said, Finn, And he's been real cuddly lately. And he's like, you know, when I turn 10, I'm not going to be able to do something. Like, you're not going to be able to read me bedtime stories anymore. And I was like, I did not say this, but what I wanted to say is that's some horse shit right there. And that's, I did not say that. And I said, well, if that's going to be the case, then I think we should probably read one right now. So because he's a genius and he knows exactly where I'm at emotionally, which is unstable and unsteady, he gets the giving tree.
Oh, God.
And I don't know why that book was ever written other than to unassemble a mother. And I read this book and I could not keep it together. I also would like to point out that I think the guy in that book is a greedy little bastard. I was like, how dare you just take her branches for your stupid boat and not use. Yeah. You want a house? Go get a master's degree.
Yeah. I don't
take
want
my stuff.
I worry about that book teaching the wrong thing. I'm not like,
I kind of agree. Yeah. I was like, is mom just supposed to give her branches to her bratty kid who only like brings his laundry home during school and doesn't want to like spend any freaking quality time with her? Is she just a
patsy? I don't read that book that much to the kids, but Britt does. And he sobs like a baby every time. He's like, oh,
it's a male perspective, I think, because he doesn't know that that tree is the mother.
Oh,
it ain't the dad. It sure as hell is not the dad. It's the mom. It's the mom who's giving everything to her kids so that he is happy. And part of me was like, I think this is a misguided story, but we read it. And then, of course, I cried a little bit. And then he came full circle and he was like, okay, I think it's okay if we read stories together. I think that's okay. I just, you know, it's like, I don't want, if I have my girlfriend over sometime, I don't want to read a storybook in front of her. And I was like, well, I need to unpack what you just said because I have not met her. Who is this?
Yeah.
Just kidding. There isn't one. It's fake girlfriend. But when fake girlfriend comes over, evidently we can't read stories.
She ain't going to be over at bedtime either. No way. She's
Let me tell you something. That's right. All I'm going to do is walk her by my bookshelf where two of those books were written by me and be like, what you got?
Yeah.
What do you bring into the table?
I got a whole bunch of people I can tell about your snottiness if you don't play your cards right.
I'm going to get on the podcast and rake you over the coals. Just kidding. I'm
no,
not going to
No, because
do
you'll love her and you'll love her mom and yeah.
Everything's happening so fast.
No, I know. My kids always like, because they're my size right now, and I still make them sit on my lap in the morning and like give me squeezes where I like hold them like a baby. And I'm like, how awkward is this going to be when you're 30? Because it's still going to happen. It's still going to happen.
Oh, that's what I tell them all the time. I'm like, we're going to hold hands. Yep. We're going to kiss. We're going to cuddle. And they're like, no, mom, it'd be so embarrassing. I'm like, yeah, that's my job. That's my job. And that's what our children's book is about, is the love you give your kids, but it's in the right direction. It's not like the giving tree, which is like called give it away free, dummy. Don't do that tree.
I have to say that I loved when I was a kid. Well, first of all, if my mom saved all of the, like, not all of the, just like the golden books and stuff like that we had when I was a kid.
Those were the best where you put your name in them.
Oh, yeah, they all...
The golden books where it said, this book belongs to Jenny.
No, it probably said Jeff. He got to him first, you know, oh, a boy. Second. You were oldest. Yep. It's different. By the time you get the books, they are like...
I put my name in my brother's books.
Yeah. Oh.
I was like, let's know who owns this
by
shop.
By the time I got them, they were missing pages. They were like beat to snot. But I do... My dad taught me to read with nightly books. And I remember it so clearly. Aww. My favorite book was called The Guess Who. Did you have that book? It was like white.
The guess.
It was pink and white, and there were like a bunch of little kids on the front of it. And he would get these, the base exchange. He would get these like shiny stars. And anytime I could read one of these stories, and it was literally like stop, ball, you ball. Like it was that kind of easy. When I could read them, I would get a star on that little story inside the book, and like.
Those are wonderful memories.
So good. Like kids books give you the best memories. And I love for my kids, the one that does that to me that makes me cry like The Giving Tree is, do you know that book, I Am Small?
No.
Just the last part of it is Oh shit. Should I look it up so I can tell you what it is?
I'm not in the business of reading books that make me feel emotional with my kids. I'm already emotional enough. We read Gerald the Giraffe or Giraffes Can't Dance. And I'm losing it by the end. I'm like, hey, you know what? He came full circle and he discovered his love of dance just because he dances to the beat of a different drum. You know what I mean? Like, be your own person. They're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Okay.
Just read the book.
Okay. I know I'm supposed to be saying read our book, but I read this book to me.
No, that is not what we're supposed to be saying. We give a quick tidbit about our book and move the fuck on.
It's like how, you know, kids feel like they're so small and like the world is big and oh, the world is scary. It's these like penguins and it's like these things are far and wide and deep and high and steep, and I'm small, but when I'm with you, I don't mind. And
aww.
I love it so much. And by the time I get to the end of it, my kids are like, oh, geez, here we go with the waterworks.
Here we go with the emotional situation. Our big book is Gerald the Giraffe by far. And then Duck on a Bike, which is David Shannon, which I can't get enough of him. And, you know, it's really funny because he writes all of the No David books. No David.
Oh, we love
Too Many Toys. Yeah. Like all of them. And those are like, oh, my God, those illustrations, they're just like, they blow my mind. Duck on a Bike. There's a cow riding a bike, y'all. Try drawing that. Try drawing that.
Because you like No David, I think you'd really love the Stinky Face books. Because we are.
Oh, I like the Stinky Face books. I don't like them as much as the David Shannon books, but I'm also looking at them like, oh, I'd frame this. And my kids are like, can we turn to the next page,
there
please?
Is a page in Stinky Face where, because to me, it's like the definition of love, of like love that a mother has for their children. Like the ideal romantic love is that, you know, he says like, but mama, what if I were a smelly swamp creature? And I,
oh yeah,
she says,
yeah, yeah,
I'd live there with you. Like, I love it. It makes me cry because it's like, yeah, well, I'd just be unhappy with you. So you didn't have to be alone.
You know what book I don't like? Pete the Cat. Pete the Cat can get the
Yeah.
Pete the Cat's the stupid book.
I mean, Biscuit wears me out.
I don't like
them. They're great for learning to read, but they just wear me out, man. I'm like,
Pete the Cat is uninspired. I'm like, I'm not buying the 8-pack from Scholastic like weekly readers because Pete the Cat is obnoxious. Yeah. I think he's like kind of smug. I feel like there's like a little attitude going on. I'm like, hey, Pete the Cat. Right now, my kids don't think that I am not a writer. Jen, my kids and I have gone into Barnes & Noble and our book was on the middle part of I'm going to humble brag, New York Times bestseller. And there is Jen and I in the middle on the, and I look at the kids and I'm like having a minute with my husband, like, isn't this awesome? And I look at my kids and I'm like, you guys, look, this is mommy's book. We don't care. Where's Dog Man?
Oh yeah. No, I don't.
If you are not Dog Man or Cat Kid or Dog Man, Grime and Punishment, you're not shit in the world of
no,
kids.
You're not. You are chopped liver. But if this makes you feel better, we had a similar thing in Barnes & Noble, but Delilah pointed to the book and said, is that Kristen? She did not recognize who the blonde woman was. Yes, maybe I had a little bit of Photoshopping done.
Who? You know what? I don't know what you mean, Jen.
I did.
Was exactly us.
Yeah.
Jen and I were like, can you take a little off the arms? Yeah. I mean, if we wrote it, we just don't want to look like we wrote it.
Yeah, again, I was like, I want below the chin to look like Jessica Alba. If you could just Photoshop. I know you guys get paid a lot of money, make it work. But the other thing is my kids don't listen to me. They don't think I'm funny. But when we got a copy, the like original copy of the kids' book, and I let them read it, they were laughing out loud. And I was like, gotcha.
Ha! Yeah. Whose words do you think those are, buddy? Yep. Those are our rhymes and they mostly work. So have a good time with that.
We should do. I have a really funny mom box thing.
Mom box? Let's go to the mom box.
Let's get this out of the way because I'm not going to say it's not gross, but it's also one of the most delightful things I've read in quite a while. I took a screenshot of it. And then when I read it again today, I laughed out loud. So Kristen and I posted about, so Kristen's daughter, Eleanor, was FaceTiming with my daughter, Delilah. And Delilah gave, and Kristen was listening, and Delilah gave a play-by-play about me pulling a toy out of our dog's butt because it was stuck there. She was trying to poop it out.
This was Delilah. She has this cute little voice. She looks exactly like Jen, and she's got big eyes, and she keeps opening her eyes real wide, just like Jen does. Oh, and she goes, "Mommy's pulling a Hatchimal out of Penny's butt right now."
And I was like, this is how I spend a Friday night now. This is who I am. This is what, like, we do.
It was awesome.
It was a little bit horrifying. And then what was really shocking was when my husband and I came inside, because it was definitely a two-man job, and then the cleanup was like, could have used help. But Delilah had drawn a very intricate drawing, really pretty to scale, of my husband and I pulling this Hatchimal out of the dog Penny's butt.
That's what they did on their FaceTime. Eleanor drew Delilah and Eleanor on like a Pegasus with like a carriage, and Delilah drew Jen and her husband pulling out a Hatchimal out of Penny's butt, and it looked like a kind of almost like a medical journal. It was so accurate. Like there is literal removal of the Hatchimal in this picture, which is wonderful.
I didn't help her with it at all, but you can sure as shit believe I took a picture of it right away, and I was like, "This is going to be
that son of a bitch was fast."
So, we put it online, and what we got, because you moms do not disappoint, were so many stories of what you have pulled out of butts. And it was not just dogs. There were humans, and all of them were hilarious. And you know what's funny? When like friends are tagging their friends going, please read the comments of like what people. And so this one was one of my favorites. Christine Shavira Armijo. So Christine C.A. She said, "A long time ago, my dog got into the hamper and ate a pair of underwear. I was at work. My mom was home babysitting my kids. She called me at work in a panic. I had to leave a meeting to take her call. The dog was outside pooping out the underwear, so it was hanging out of his butt. I misunderstood and thought he was choking on it and told my mom to just pull it out of his mouth." "I can still remember to this day, me and my mom dying laughing over it."
Oh,
there was
man.
Another one about like a whole thing of dental floss that was just like, I mean, and that feels like you're going to hurt something. You got to go, that's enough for today. Yeah. Cut it off and wait for it to come out naturally. Like you can't.
There are literal x-rays of dogs swallowing. Like there was one where a dog swallowed a ruler.
A whole blanket, you guys. Where a dog can eat
a whole blanket. They ate my friend's dog keeps eating their underwear, and they've got a Bernie doodle that's like 100 pounds, and this dog hoovers their underwear. Yeah. And I'm like, all you got to do is come over to the Sweeney household. That dog would eat one pair of mine and be backed up for days. You guys are clearly wearing you guys are wearing fancy underwear. You got to get a pair of the old Kirklands in the system, and he'll cut that habit. He'll be like, I'm never,
bring him to Kristen's. He'll get the kind of indigestion that'll teach you. That'll teach that dog a lesson for sure.
That's amazing. That's a really good mom box. Well done, lady, pulling dog stuff out of butts.
I think we've just podcasted.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.